This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.
It was the greatest beer in all Zephyr.
Let's get some beer on you and then it's right to bed.
I'll eat 4 kegs of your finest imported sounding beer.
TSN 1410 presents Just Here for the Beer. Canada's original dedicated beer radio show. Broadcasting from the legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue, Coquitlam's premier craft beer house and gastro pub.
Yeah, I'm good for beer. Yeah, hey, what about some beer?
The John B. Pub, with happy hours 7 days a week between 2 and 6, offering premium well drinks plus an extensive variety of craft beers. On Thursdays, pop in for a 16-ounce lead for just $4.65 plus tax. Now, let's head inside for John B. Pub for Just Here for the Beer Radio. Here's your host, Joe Leary.
And we welcome you to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410, TSN Radio Vancouver.ca, and iHeart Radio Station, also available static-free in HD. Just go to 103.5 QM FM and follow the prompts for TSN 1410, which is HD-free. Joe Leary and Rick Mohabir broadcasting from the iconic John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Weather's kind of turning, Rick. You kind of notice that it's probably getting. Yeah. This is beer drinking season now.
Well, yeah, and for me, I'm noticing it a lot more in the mornings, right? Because when I start work, I'm up at dark 30, right? And all of a sudden, the sun's out, birds are chirping. So yeah, definitely some good weather coming our way.
Absolutely, and we got some good beer to talk about on the show today. We will talk with Tom Orange from Fuggles and Warlock, who are killing it out in Steveston, as well our friends from Fulmer's Folly. And Fulmer's Folly is a relatively new brewery on the scene. And we'll talk to Steve and Caleb from Fulmer's Folly, find out what's going on with them. Our buddy Mike Trimble, who we've not spoken to in a long time, from Original 16, will be joining us as well. But first and foremost, we say, hey, Owen Coomer, what is up, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Glad to be back on the show.
It's been a while, and things have changed in your life. So let's do a little bit of the personal stuff first and foremost.
Fair enough.
Rick, you can relate to this, because you being a father of three, and Mr. Coomer is now a daddy of two.
I am. Two great, wonderful boys. Yeah, it was being fun, and it was a whirlwind experience, but it happened on St. Patrick's Day, so in this industry, I will never have to work another St. Patrick's Day. No more green beer, no more dealing with the shenanigans that happened on that day, but yeah, it was wonderful, and that's actually what I think put us a little bit past our normal time, mm-hmm. was just because I actually was away for a couple of weeks. So.
Now, I must ask you, because in any bar, is that not, like, that's like New Year's Eve. St. Patrick's Day in any bar, especially a great place like the John B., that's got to be one of your busiest days.
It is one of our busiest days.
And yet you had to go and become a daddy.
I did. And we knew it in advance, so it was good because we had a scheduled C-section. But it's just unfortunate because my first son, who I love him to death, he's a monster. I call him the monkey man. October 25th is when he was born. And I was only thinking, can you imagine if he was born on October 31st? Then it would have been able to get away with another bad day that nobody wants to work with in this industry.
Well, you know what? For posterity purposes, why don't you say hello to your boys, and then when they're old enough to appreciate the value of radio time on TSN, you go, look what Daddy did for you.
No, for sure. Hello, William. Hello, Jeremy. Actually, ironically, one of my the name of my second has no rhyme or reason. We just came up with Jeremy Davis. So my name is Coomer, Jeremy Davis Coomer. And I'm thinking to myself, Jeremy Davis, how cool does that sound?
It's a celebrity.
He's going to drop my last name going forward. He's either a rock star or he's an actor.
I was going to say either an actor or I think more of a pop star than a rock star. That's a very good name.
Maybe JD.
And you can see the promotional tie-ins with our friends from Jack Daniels. It's like, it just does not get any better than that. Okay, now speaking of special days, one of the biggest of the year, I believe, is Mother's Day not the biggest occasion for dining of the year?
It is, especially in restaurants. But in that being said, we have an amazing brunch that we put on for Mother's. It's $25 plus tax. We have multiple seatings from 9:45 all the way till 2. You want to make sure that you book early. I mean, we've promoting this thing for last month and a bit already, but it's just a reminder that you need to make reservations. But it is a wonderful experience. We do really great things with the mothers. We make sure that we treat them like a queen or princess, however you want to call them. So just be aware, again, that we do not allow children, so my apologies. But yeah, it is one of the busiest days of the year in the lunchtime.
Now, as the seasons change here, we're looking hopefully for a nice stretch of weather over the next little while. And, of course, that means patio. And I've never been on your patio, but you've got a really darn good-sized patio.
We have a very big patio. We expanded it last year, and it just did wonders. So I'm good. Thank you very much. I've had enough of them. speaking of which, at a little later time, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But our patio is killer. It is an oasis. It is unbelievable, even though we're on one of the busiest stretches in Coquitlam on Austin Avenue. It is so amazing because we have such good garden fauna. I mean, we have heat lamps. You know, we get plenty of sun. It's absolutely stunning out there, and it's packed, and there's nothing like it in the Tri-Cities.
Well, even looking at it today, and you look out there, and you're seeing the sunshine on it, right? You know, you're going to get some good, you know, it'll be tanning weather out there, right?
It will be very
not
shortly.
Not that I've got to worry about that.
You know, obviously check us on Facebook and Twitter, because that's when we'll launch the actual date, because we have to have 3 solid days of sunshine in order to coat it, clean it, all that kind of stuff. But once it's ramped up, based on how it's been raining all the way to this time, we might be getting a patio all the way till November. You never know.
Well, by my quick on-the-air math here, probably our next show will be somewhere around June or you know, early July
something like that.
So we need to do a show for the patio.
And we certainly can make that happen.
And we certainly can. Okay. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you, first of all, because this is a beer show, and what's really killing it on the taps or in the bottles?
Okay, so obviously, being the fact that we have 86 beers on tap, I'm noticing the trend is obviously always seasonals, rotators, always are hot. We went through a Maui beer that very few places had, and we've been waiting forever for. Even the rep didn't have it, but it was called Mobetta, and it was a double IPA, and it just flew off the shelves. As soon as I tapped it, we had 2 kegs gone in 3 days. So always checking us out and seeing what we have for seasonals, because we get a lot of limited stuff. But, I mean, things that are always available, Breakside, the Wonderlust, this flagship IPA, solid beers. I can't get a lot of Breakside anywhere outside of the downtown core. Phenomenal beers out of Portland, Oregon. And locally, my favorite brewery is Powell Street. And they are just doing amazing sours, IPAs. They're killing it here. I mean, we have their old Jalopy as well as 2 other beers on tap. We do their Hop Hash and the Lazy Days. Again, both seasonals. We're always getting a couple of their seasonals here and there, whether they're sours or not. But Powell Street, nobody's doing it out here in the burbs. And considering how many people drive downtown and work there and are coming back, this is the place for it. And I'm really excited that they're on tap. So it's always always Deschutes, Fresh Squeeze, Beer Pond. But, really depends on the season. Sours are always a killer. We have the largest sour selection in the province on tap. So
now, Mr. Leary, in your drinking career,
which I only started recently, of course.
Beer drinking, that's right. We've moved you from standard lagers up to IPAs, and you've had the occasional sours, so you're kind of familiar with that style.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think, you know, seasonals coming up, sours, do you think they'll be something on your list?
It's funny you should ask. I'm actually getting more adaptive towards sour beers. The only thing I don't understand is that I'm one and done with a sour.
Mm-hmm.
And when if I'm going to a bar for a couple of hours to hang out with friends, I'm sipping a few pints. I can't do that with sour. So maybe that's okay. Just have like a one and done. That's okay.
Yeah, like an aperitif or an end. You know, an after eight.
Right.
Or I could argue this: getting forward into the patio season, doing a flight of sours, and then you can try 4 at a time. Outside, hot day.
Okay.
You know, maybe I can with the stuff that I've got in the back. I have at least 12 or 15 sours currently ready to go on tap. I'm sure there's a couple on there that will actually blow you away.
I'm sure. Well, your Lagunitas IPA, that's one of my go-tos right now. Speaking of taps, you got a tap takeover.
We do.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so May 11th, actually it's the day before you two are in town. We're going to have Aslan Brewing Organic Tap.
We need to interject here because the last time you two were in town, they were known to be
buying
by the bee.
Just
throwing it out there.
100%. Yeah, you know. Our liquor store is phenomenal. Yes, we get a lot of requests from big shows, but yes, you two ended up purchasing a bunch of wine from our store. But so the day before they're actually hitting BC Place, we're going to be doing a tap taker. Aslan Brewing, phenomenal organic brewing company out of Bellingham. Right over the border, even in Tremptown, it's phenomenal beer. So it's worth getting up. We have about 10 of their products coming in, and I'm very excited about it. The brewmaster will be here, and we're worth trying. We have 3 of their beers currently on tap, Batch 15, Dawn Patrol, and their Stout. Definitely 100%, I say, if you've never had a pale ale like Dawn Patrol, that's the one you need to have.
Okay, now we've saved the best for the last here because you were telling us off the air, and you used language that I'm not going to use on the air, but you said... Oh my legs!
this chicken sandwich.
This chicken sandwich. Okay, so we have it quartered here. Tell us, this looks like that's an accomplishment.
Yeah,
but tell
handcrafted, breaded, crispy chicken that's scored in a way that you've never had before. It's with jalapenos, coleslaw. It's got Cajun, and it has like this bourbon barbecue. I mean, without, you know, like sounding too crazy, we'd be calling it liquid crack, to be honest with you. Okay? It's been putting it on chicken and all that other stuff. Yeah. But a little bit of jalapenos, red onion, spicy, but yet with the coleslaw, it dulls it down. In 15 years that I've been here, this is probably the best chicken burger, chicken sandwich we've ever put on the menu.
Wow.
And I kid you not, it's worth the price of admission. I know that there's places you can go to for good crispy chicken, like Juke Chicken downtown and all that stuff. You need to come and get this Louisiana barbecue chicken burger. And it will be on the regular menu starting in May, because it was only available as a feature in April, but it's been flying through the roof.
And it's been that good.
It has been that good. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the amount of chicken that's going on. I always have a prep cook in the back just scoring
just
this chicken
for this.
Or whatever. Yeah, it's like a driver's dine-in as it dies, but for the bar industry.
You almost need like a hen house out back so you can make
exactly.
Well, that is high praise. I can't say it any better than that. So now let us... Take a bite.
So this is what we were talking about earlier. I did not take one because, you know, that's way it's more room for you guys or whatever.
Eating on the radio doesn't look good, but... Oh.
Damn.
I'm getting a jalapeno and I like spice. That is a great burger.
Yeah.
That is a good, good burger.
Succulent chicken.
Hmm. Well, it's just called the chicken burger?
Louisiana barbecue chicken burger.
Wow. Can't even
That's
speak.
Awesome. He's right. The slaw.
Yeah.
It offsets the sweet, the heat, all that kind of stuff. 100%.
Awesome. Job well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, proud Papa Owen Coomer of the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Always a pleasure, sir. We'll see
you again soon. We'll see you again soon.
Cheers. Just here for the beer on TSN 1410.
Oh, and Mr. Gumbel, for the duration of the training, there'll be no more beer.
What? 3 whole weeks with only wine? I'll go crazy.
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410. Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410 presents On the Drive, spotlighting the flavors and tastes of Commercial Drive, one of the most vibrant shopping and dining districts in the city, and proud to be home to Vancouver's Little Italy, boasting over 60 years of a culturally rich Italian heritage. Little Italy spans 8 of 22 amazing blocks to explore. On the Drive.
Tom again for On the Drive on TSN 1410, Just Here for the Beer Radio. Joe Leary along with Nick Bogar, who represents just a lot of marketing stuff on Commercial Drive. And this feature, Nick, is intended to point out some of the really cool and funky places to eat and drink up and down the drive. And we got a good one today.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many places to drink and eat on the drive, so many choices for people, and one of the choices that is going to be the place to be over the coming weeks and into the future is the Dirty Penny, and lots of awesome stuff happening here. We've got Dan Tanner. He's going to tell us a little bit about what people can expect here.
Dan, you're no stranger to the hospitality industry, so this is the location on Commercial Drive, formerly known as Stateside Craft.
Yeah.
So just a block away from First and Commercial. So what is the concept behind the Dirty Penny?
So it's kind of like the perfect blend between sort of Canadian and European sort of culture. We've got lots of rugby and soccer happening, lots of live music. The menu has sort of examples of sort of European cuisine as well as the more traditional Canadian pub food, just bringing it more in line with sort of our neighbours and what Commercial Drive is, really.
Okay. Now, when you think of something along the English pub variety, I think obviously beer is going to play an integral part of the environment. What are you planning on the way of taps?
Well, we've got sort of a 50-50 split, 50% between sort of the more the imports like Guinness and Strongbow and things like that, and sort of the normal pub fodder. But then we've also got 50% of our taps are local craft beer, some stuff from Red Truck, Central City, Postmark. Hoping to get some stuff on the tap from Backcountry Brewing in Squamish soon, once they get their kegs out in the next couple of weeks. So we'll have a lot of interesting beers coming through our taps.
Now, I know your background, Dan, and some of the pubs you've been involved in, there's usually a lot of activities going on in these places. So I'm going to presume that you're going to have, like, trivia nights, you're probably going to have entertainment. What does your calendar look like for Dirty Penny?
We've got a lot of things that are going to be going on with local live music and local bands, partnered with Steam Whistle. And then we're going to have we've got trivia going on. We've got karaoke. We're opening early every Saturday and Sunday for breakfast with either a themed music element to the morning or rugby or soccer, depending on what's going on that weekend. But yeah, a lot of European culture, but also a lot of live music, and the door always open to people walking up that might want to do comedy nights or other forms of entertainment as well, which, yeah, the door's always open.
So a lot of stuff going on. You're going to have daily happy hours as well, I presume?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll have happy hour every day, plus on Fridays and Saturdays we have power hours. We have $4 drinks on sort of for our late night guests to encourage them in.
Well, the other thing, because we are broadcast on a sports radio station, and even though we don't currently have a team that's on the ice for this round of the playoffs, or this year of the playoffs, but you are proudly the home of the...
Montreal Canadiens.
The Montreal Canadiens. So that means that from this point and going forward through upcoming seasons, every Habs game, come down to Dirty Penny, you've got TVs on, you've got volume up. This is a Habs house.
110%. Montreal Canadiens games in this pub will take priority. We'll always have sound. We'll always be on every screen when they're playing. We will play other hockey games if need be, but there won't be a hockey game that takes the rule over a Habs game. So,
Nick, representing Commercial Drive, you must be pretty excited to have a cool concept like this just opening its doors.
Well, I'm ready to have a few beers and ready to enjoy some of the culinary offerings on the way here on the drive, yeah.
It is the Dirty Penny, and it is at the corner of, what is this street here?
It's Gravely and Commercial.
Gravely and Commercial, which is just one block north of First and Commercial. Dan Tanna, always a pleasure, sir. Cheers.
Thanks, Doug.
Join us again for On the Drive, a spotlight on Vancouver's historic Commercial Drive, with over 300 distinct merchants, an eclectic collection of restaurants, bakeries, coffee houses, quaint boutiques, and a vibrant nightlife. It's a one-of-a-kind experience. On the Drive is heard exclusively on Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410.
This segment of Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410 is sponsored by Vancouver Brewery Tours, Vancouver's ultimate craft beer experience. Hop on a weekly public brewery tour to sample your way through the city's best craft beers, or grab your friends and book a private brewery tour for group events like bachelor parties, birthday and staff parties, or corporate and client appreciation events. Visit VancouverBreweryTours.com for more details.
Have you met Sid yet?
Hello.
Sid is the guy who makes BC's favorite handcrafted vodka. What's it called, Sid?
Sid's Handcrafted Vodka.
I see. Made in a copper pot still with wheat from BC's beautiful Peace River Valley, Sid's Handcrafted Vodka is quickly becoming quite popular. How do you feel about that, Sid?
I like it.
So there you have it. A man of few words and of great vodka. Meet Sid.
Hello.
Wherever you buy vodka.
Sponsorship of Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410 is provided by Avant Garde Hair Studio in Yale Town and stylist Bailey Murphy. Avant Garde is renowned for their creative hair makeovers, winning the Canadian Session Stylist of the Year Award and two-time Makeover of the Year winners at the North American Hairstylist Awards. If it's a stylish cut, highlights, color correction, or just a bold new approach, visit Avant Garde and stylist Bailey Murphy for all your hairstyling needs. 1075 Mainland Street in Yale Town. AvantGardeHair.com.
It's time for the Beer Me BC Buzz with Dustin Sept. It's all things beer. What's going on and what's coming up? The Beer Me BC Buzz is sponsored by Cedar Cottage Neighborhood Pub and Liquor Store at Kingsway and Clark, with a great variety of craft beer, both on tap and in bottles, and a pub menu offering some of the best food around. Cedar Cottage. Good food, good people, good times.
This is Dustin Sept with the Beer Me BC Buzz. Today I want to talk a little bit about packaging and how you buy your beer. The bottle is something that has both seen a rise and a bit of a fall in the last couple years. The bomber bottle, or the 650ml bottle, has taken off and perhaps in the last 6 months to a year, fallen off a little bit. At the same time, your smaller bottle, your 343, 355ml bottle that's typically sold in 6-packs or 12-packs, has been diminishing in prevalence at local government or private liquor stores. Now, the thing with a bottle is that, or any beer for that matter, there are three things that damage beer. There are three things that make your beer go bad faster. That's light, oxygen, and heat. And unfortunately for the bottle, light easily passes through. So the light side of things is not well equipped when it comes to being poured in a bottle. On the second side, you'll always notice that gap of air at the top of the bottle. If packaged properly, that should contain very little oxygen. But there is a significant amount of air in a bottle and a significant amount of risk that comes from that. That's not to say that a bottle won't have great beer in it, but it's more important to have fresh product when it's available in a bottle. A can, on the other hand, is sealed to light and it's sealed to air. There's still a little bit of air that's in it, but less so than in a bottle. It's also a little bit more insulative than glass, but the big thing is that it lets no light through. So a lot of people think of canned beer as crushing from the can. You know, you pop it open and you drink it straight from that. Whether we're talking about a bottle or a can, you should not drink it from the bottle. It's something that should always be poured into a glass. But people also tend to think that cans have a tinny taste to them, and that's a misnomer. There's actually a coating on the inside of cans that does not let any flavor through. So cans are a great way to buy beer, but they do tend to have a little bit of a negative perception in some people, some classic craft beer drinkers, that you're not getting the same quality of product in a can as you are a bottle. And because of that, you'll actually generally pay more for bottles. A six-pack of bottles will usually be, you know, 20, 30 cents more than the exact same beer in a six-pack of cans, even though the cans have more liquid. The third packaging type that I wanted to talk about today was the growler. A growler is a fantastic way of getting beer straight from the brewery. But at the same time, it's actually a very poor way to get beer. In terms of light, in terms of oxygen, in terms of heat, it's actually the worst of bottles, cans, and growlers. It's the worst format to buy beer in. Again, just like a can or a bottle, none of them are perfect, but most important with a growler is if you're going to buy that, you're doing it straight from the brewery, it's already going to be fresh, so drink it right away. It's not something that you want to leave for more than a couple days, because that beer is going to degrade in quality very quickly. Growlers are a fantastic way to try new things, try fresh beer straight from the brewery, but don't let them sit around. And at the same time, as we say that, don't let any beer sit around. Beer is a product that's alive. It was made with yeast. It's made with hops. It's something that is not designed to keep for long periods of time in general. So if you buy beer, buy what you're looking to consume in the short term, you know, in the next week or two. Keep it in the fridge. Keep it cool. Keep it dark. Keep it in a way that's going to make it last, because beer is an amazing product, but best consumed fresh. And you can achieve that in a growler, in a bottle, in a can, but don't let it sit around, and take good care of your beer, because it's worth it.
The Beer Me BC Buzz is sponsored by Cedar College Neighborhood Pub and Liquor Store at Kingsway and Clark, with a great variety of craft beer, both on tap and in bottles, and a pub menu offering some of the best food around. Cedar College. Good food, good people, good times.
Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410 is sponsored in part by the Joseph Richard Group. Visit a JRG location near you and enjoy a menu designed by Top Chef Canada winner Matthew Stowe and Master Chef Canada winner David George. JRG Public Houses are located in Coquitlam, Surrey, Maple Ridge, Langley, and Abbotsford. S&L Kitchen and Bar is open in Abbotsford and Langley and coming soon to South Surrey. Visit jrg.ca for more info.
Introducing, for the first time in BC, Varsteiner Double Hop. A perfectly balanced, refreshing beer with a mild, distinctive hoppy bitterness from one of Germany's leading premium Pilsner brands, Twice Hop. With legendary Bavarian aroma hops, Varsteiner Double Hop is brewed at Varsteiner's family-owned brewery and has numerous awards, including a gold medal from the internationally renowned German Agricultural Society. So hop to it. Double time. Pick up Varsteiner Double Hop. Available in 500ml cans in BC liquor stores and all liquor retail stores in BC.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410. Broadcasting from the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam.
It was the greatest
where you can enjoy their famous all-you-can-eat Sunday brunch from 10 till 2 for just $15.95 plus tax. And acoustic music on Wednesdays from 7 until late. And 25% off bottles of wine. Now back to Just Here for the Beer Radio from the John V. Pub. Once again, here's your host, Joe Leary.
Welcome back to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410, TSN Radio Vancouver.ca. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabir of Just Here for the Beer Limited. We broadcast from the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Let's introduce Steve Markovich, who is the sales manager from Fomer's Folly. Fomer's Folly Brewing, welcome again, Steve. It's nice to see you, sir.
Thanks for having us, boys.
You are, guys, again, located where?
In Pitt Meadows, just right off of Harris Road.
In Pitt Meadows, a really nice spot right on the corner. And I know you've got a decent patio area, too, so I'm sure there's going to be some good times for you coming up.
Indeed, right? Indeed. We're looking at doing a patio launch opening party on May 14th to Sunday, Mother's Day. So come on down, say hi, and we're looking forward to actually hosting a show with you.
Absolutely. We were talking about doing that. And the thing that I noticed when we were out there in your tasting room not long ago, and thank you for having us as a guest tap with our Just Here for the Beer Imperial IPA. What did you have, like 20 taps going or something?
20 taps.
20 taps. 20 crazy taps. Amount. Crazy amount. You've joined now by somebody who you said your business has developed to the point, and this is always a good thing to see, when progress has been made to the point where you need to bring on more staff. The lovely Kayla joins us. Kayla, how are you?
Hi, great, thanks. How are you?
Good. You've been on the radio before?
No, I have not.
You nervous as hell?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine.
It's nothing like
don't
a TV
don't
show.
Don't poke her anymore, Joe. Come on. No.
You'll be fine. So, do you have a background in beer, or how does one get a job in a brewery? Because I think there's probably a lot of people listening going, yeah, that would be a cool job to have.
I just heard that Pimentos was opening a brewery, which was pretty awesome. So I handed in my resume, and all I had to tell them was that I like to drink beer.
Uh-oh. Yeah. It's not a mandatory requirement, but it would kind of be an occupational hazard if you did not like to drink beer, but you had to promote it.
Indeed.
Like, it happens.
You know, I always hate when I go to a restaurant and I say, hey, by the way, how's your bourbon burger? Yeah. Oh, I'm vegan.
No.
I'm vegan. I think that if I said, how's your beer, you got to be able to know from first-hand knowledge, do you not?
Absolutely. You got to test and try everything.
Yeah. Steve, so business is blossoming, shall we say?
Business is absolutely booming since the last show that we did with you guys in January. We've almost tripled the retail package business, and
wow.
We are closing in on 100-plus accounts, which includes on-premise, so pubs, restaurants, cafes, and then our retail package partners as well.
When you first opened the doors, did you know what to expect? I mean, obviously the beer industry is at an all-time high, and you know, again, I don't think the rate of breweries opening is going to come anywhere close in the next 5 years to what we've seen in the past five, but you're still going to see a few more springing up. Did everybody expect that things would take off, or was there any kind of nervous moments? Well, geez, let's, you know, maybe we're in the game a little late.
No, I think we definitely did expect this. From my perspective, from the sales side, from the retail package side and on-premise side, we definitely expected this, and we're right on track to be where we want to be. Last time I was on, I said that we were going to conquer the mainland. We've done that. We are as far now as Williams Lake. We have tremendous amount of supporters now in Kelowna, Penticton. We just landed our first account in Nanaimo, and we'll be getting further into the deeper parts of the northern part of the island as well. A lot of success has come from being part of festivals. So we had a tremendous amount of support at the Festive Ale in Penticton a few weeks ago. It was a wonderful festival. Kayla can talk about some of the other festivals that we're doing upcoming as well.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Fort Langley Beer and Food Festival May 20th. May 27th, we have the Ridge Meadows Craft Beer Festival. And then we, of course, are going to be at the VCBW, which will be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to that. That'll be June 3rd and 4th.
Vancouver Craft Beer Week. And that is that the one at the P&E?
It is at the P&E.
It's at the P&E.
It's going to be amazing.
It's our first year there participating, and we're definitely looking forward to it. We'll be showcasing our signature Hotbox IPA, our Requeened Honey Ale, which is in a bomber now, and our White and Lazy IPA. On the package side, we're actually just bottling next week our new Double Juicy IPA. So it's a double IPA infused with strawberries.
Now, are we talking local strawberries here, my friend?
We're talking local everything. I just blew your mind, didn't I?
Yeah, you kind of did, because you had me at IPA. You had me then, again, at double IPA. And strawberries is probably my, next to raspberries,
yes.
That's my go-to.
Well, Lower Mainland, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. most definitely.
And I don't know how that pairs with the food items in your tasting room, but we were out there recently, and we were chatting with Rob, your brewmaster.
Yes.
And Rob cooked us up some tater tots.
Tandoori bites.
You actually, but they're tater tots, basically with a bit of spice to them.
They're like a mini samosa.
They're like a mini samosa. You've got some really cool things going on in the tasting room. Let's talk a bit about that. What kind of food offerings do you have there?
We've got the pizza, the tandoori bites. We do some hot dogs, pretzels, kind of local things. You're more than welcome to bring in outside food as well.
Okay, so I want to ask Kayla, from your perspective, you know, being new to the sales force, if you will, and you've got a product that, as Steve is saying, is tripled in its business. So obviously things are good for Fulmer's Folly. But when you walk into a new account, and this is what I always like to ask people, because there's already a great selection of beers in virtually any place that's got more than, you know, say a half dozen taps. There's usually a pretty good selection of beers. But it's not easy getting tap space because, you know, even if I love your product and I have the six taps, I gotta take someone off to put you on. Do you find that's kind of a challenge as a new rep for a relatively new brewery?
It's definitely a learning curve, something that I'm trying to get used to, but the whole part of the job with the networking and everything is what really drew me to it. But definitely you have to let the beer sell itself, let the people try it. If they like it, they're going to bring it in. If they don't, then hey, we'll get them next time. It's all trial and error. So
right.
Yeah.
And Steve, what kind of feedback do you get in the tasting room? And does that play into, you know, what stays on tap or what perhaps doesn't appear for very long?
For my world, it plays into what we're going to bottle and what we're going to can. So right. We are doing some changes upcoming with our canning. We're going to be introducing some new SKUs. As we are still relatively new in the packaging world, I work very closely with Rob, with Lindsay and Sarah, who are our brewers, and co-owner, of course, Rob. So we do sit down, we discuss, and we all collectively get together with the brewery manager, Jody, and we have our weekly meetings to see what we're going to do going forward. Having that tasting room is a great way for us to test product prior to it getting into the marketplace.
And that's always been a beautiful thing with some of the breweries, especially breweries that have tasting rooms and can do a smaller batch, where you can try something and kind of fiddle with it and trying to find that sweet spot for everybody, which can be difficult, right? Sure. What'll work for you and I might not work for anybody else. So.
Well, I always migrate towards the IPAs because that's my go-to style of beer now, and your Hotbox IPA kills it. I think I might still have one in my fridge.
We got some more for you today.
So now I got more in my fridge. Perfect. Is that the star of your menu?
That is the star of our menu. And then, of course, as we mentioned on our previous show, we do it on nitro.
Yeah. Let's just talk about that for a second. Even that terminology was new to me, and I didn't even know of it until I was out at your place, and I asked for the hot box, and the girl goes, "Do you want that in nitro?" And I go, "Excuse me? Tell us what nitro is for those that don't know."
So basically, they purge out all the CO2 from the beer, and they infuse it with nitrogen, therefore making it pour a lot more creamy. It's got the beautiful head.
It looks Guinness-like when it's pouring at first.
Oh, absolutely, right? Yeah. We do the same thing as Guinness. It takes away the bite of the CO2. It makes it so smooth. And I mean, the IPA itself, it's so well-rounded and citrusy and floral, and you get that nice hop flavor, so taking out the CO2 really brings that forward. It's amazing.
And that is something that you'll find with beers like that, right? Sometimes the CO2 will really exacerbate the bite of certain flavors within the beer. So by taking that out, like Kayla said, you'll get that creaminess to it and almost a velvety feel on your tongue.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping that we're going to hit a stretch of good weather here fairly soon after that disastrous winter we had. So, and you've got a really nice outdoor area as well. Tell us the hours of operation, where people can find the tasting room, and other than the Hot Box IPA, give me a couple of things that you recommend. Hey, if you're coming to Fulmer's Folly, you must try this.
Right now, you must absolutely try our White and Lazy IPA, which is also available in Bombers, and participating in local liquor stores. So that's a must try. The brewing team's gotten very creative. We have a jasmine lemon rattler, which is mixed with our pre-prohibition pilsner. So it's nice and summery, nice and springish. We are located at 19221 122A Avenue, and hours of operation typically are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Try a beer. Try the tandoori bites. I do heartily recommend those. And hopefully the next time we talk to you guys from Fulmer's Folly, maybe we'll be broadcasting. As we were talking about doing an outdoor thing, because I think it would be so cool if we could pick the weather. That's the only problem. You can pick everything, but you can't pick the weather. If we could nail down a date. But it's always good to have you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers. Just here for the Beer Radio, this is TSN 1410.
Hey, is that what I look like when I'm drunk?
You wish.
That's the stage we call Professor Barney. Talkative, coherent, even insightful. Cheers, drunk.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410.
Welcome back to Just Here for the Beer Radio, TSN 1410, tsnradiovancouver.ca, an iHeart radio station also available static-free in HD. If you've got a digital radio in your car, just tune into 103.5 FM, and we are TSN 1410 HD3. Joe Leary, along with Tom Orange, who is the president of Fuggles and Warlock Craftworks in Steveston, behind the Ironwood Mall. Always a pleasure, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. I didn't realize just how big you guys are. I mean, I've seen the plant here, and it's pretty darn impressive, but you're international now. You're worldwide now. You're around the world.
Yeah, we've done put a big focus on Asia. Originally started with some interest that we had from Korea, and Korea has now turned into quite a success story. We've sent multiple full container loads over there. Recently just launched Taiwan about 3-4 months ago. They're getting another full container as we speak. And we're launching Japan in another week or so.
So where did this whole idea come from? Is it your packaging? Because, I mean, your imaging and your graphics are really cool. Is that part of it? And maybe buying and playing into the culture of anime and things like that? Or was it simply coming down to somebody from Asia sampled one of your beers and said, I got to get you over here?
Well, I think the branding has quite a bit to do with it, because we've had a lot of inquiries from over there as a result of the sort of the anime and geek culture and gaming branding themes that we have. And then on top of that, Dan spent a lot of time growing up, our brewmaster in Japan, and always wanted to make Asia a bit of a focus. And obviously, I've had a lot of experience with the importing and exporting craft beer, and I know what a solid market it is over there. So we're happy to be in there sort of before it really explodes, so we can start building the brand.
Tom Orange, the president of Fuggles and Warlock, is our guest. Is there? You've probably been there yourself on business and doing a little scouting mission, but is there a craft beer scene over there? Is beer just blowing up over there? Is it BC beer specifically, or is it just craft beer in general?
No, it's craft beer in general. Japan is kind of the most advanced market over there, but Korea is the fastest growing now. And all of this was started by a lot of the big name great craft breweries out of the U.S. that are you see every time you go over there. And I have been in the market and seen it, so it's pretty cool what's happening over there. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and we're just really happy with our timing on all this.
Well, let's bring it back to the Lower Mainland. Fuggles and Warlock continues to be one of those names that you see everywhere. The tap handles are the lightsaber is pretty distinct. What's big on the taps right now in the tasting room?
Tasting room is interesting because obviously the core lineup is very big. The Destiny IPA, Pixel Pills, and the Strawberry Wit are the three big ones. But we're constantly rotating pilot batches through here, as well as our limited release experimental IPA series and sour series. Sours are hugely popular, mm-hmm. Not just in here, but every time we release one, it's sold out in 24 hours. So it's been a lot of fun.
Now, I know that the slogan is keeping beer weird, and you've got a couple of really unique brewmasters in Dan and Tony, but do they ever come up with something that's just a little too weird where you go, no, guys, this isn't going to fly?
Yeah, I won't be specific, but
okay.
I've heard some pretty crazy ideas.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, they would weed that out before it ever got to a
right.
pilot brew.
Right.
But I've heard some ideas I won't even repeat.
Okay. We're coming close to summertime, and of course the weather is supposedly gets warmer. There's more beer fest activity. What's in the plans? I know that there's a big golf tournament coming up in May. We've talked about this before, and you've been so kind as to ask me to be your MC for the event. So let's talk about the golf tournament and where are you at with regards to that so far.
So it's actually coming along really nicely. So we're about a month away, May 26th at Mayfair Lakes is our tournament benefiting the Wish Foundation of Canada, as well as BC Children's Hospital's Oncology Social Workers Fund. I'm doing it in honor of a friend of ours whose son is an oncology patient mm-hmm. there, doing well in remission. Sponsors stepped up. We sold out all 18-hole sponsors in a couple days. The foursomes are filling up now, so we're quite excited. I think it'll be a heck of a tournament. We spared no expense, and we're really putting on, I think, first-class event.
So it's sold out as we speak, then?
Sponsorship is sold out.
Sponsorship is sold out.
Foursomes available.
Okay.
We're going to try to max it out at 144 golfers.
Right.
So that we've got two foursomes on each hole in A and B group. But as soon as we hit that sort of 45 days out, everybody started coming in to pay for the foursome. So it's really encouraged by it.
So can people get more information on your website? Of course, if you pop into the tasting room, which is, give us the address here, because I know this area well, but a lot of people don't. So how is the easiest way to get to the tasting room in Steveston?
Well, we're kind of at the east end of Steveston Highway, so we're not quite down in Steveston, but we are behind the Ironwood Mall shopping center.
Right.
A lot of people know where the keg is on number 5.
You're around the keg. You're the next turn off after the keg. Yeah, yeah.
We're right behind the RCP station, so our parking lot's back onto each other. So we get a lot of the off-duty guys coming over for a beer after work. We're about 7 minutes out of Steveston proper, and right behind Ironwood Shopping Mall on Horseshoe Way.
Well, continue to keep beer weird. Thank you, Tom Orange.
Thank you, Joe.
Cheers.
Oh, and Mr. Gumbel, for the duration of the training, there'll be no more beer.
What? 3 whole weeks with only wine? I'll go crazy!
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410.
This segment of Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410 is sponsored by Vancouver Brewery Tours, Vancouver's ultimate craft beer experience. Hop on a weekly public brewery tour to sample your way through the city's best craft beers, or grab your friends and book a private brewery tour for group events like bachelor parties, birthday and staff parties, or corporate and client appreciation events. Visit VancouverBreweryTours.com for more details.
It's time for Feature of the Month on Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410. A chance to shine the beer and spirit spotlight on one of the area's great brewers or distillers. It's sponsored by Cedar Cottage Neighborhood Pub and Liquor Store, 3278 Park Drive in Vancouver, at the corner of Kingsway and Clark. Cedar Cottage, your home for good food, good people, and good times.
Indeed, it is time for Feature of the Month. Eric Nielsen from the Cedar Cottage Neighborhood Pub and Liquor Store is our guest. We are actually in the Neighborhood Pub as we speak, looking to feature something cool. You always kind of got your eyes out for what's going on. This is one I've never heard of it. I've heard the name, but I know nothing other than the name. So tell us who we're featuring today.
Today we're featuring Longwood Brewing. They're from Nanaimo. They're a bit towards the north end, if you're familiar with Nanaimo. They started off in 2001 as a brew pub. And they started packaging products in 2013. They were the first craft brewery in BC to put beer in a can, and the first craft brewery in BC to put beer in a growler.
Well, my ignorance is bliss here, because now I clue in. Now when you say the north end of Nanaimo, I remember it's a really, really cool room, too.
Yeah, I went there with my dad recently.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
There's an upstairs and a downstairs, and there's, like, I think there's a patio area. They've got a great food menu. They've got a great, great music program, and I do recall that they had some really cool beers. So what are we starting with today?
Well, we're starting with the Island Time Lager. This is a lager that's made entirely with ingredients from Vancouver Island. So they're big on locally sourced stuff like that. It's a nice, straightforward lager. I really like the taste of this one.
Well, the timing of it is perfect, because we are definitely getting into refreshing beer season. And that's very refreshing, very nice. I like the local aspect too, and I think that's so important. Even though I don't know if a lot of consumers make their purchases alcohol wise based on local ingredients. I know in the food community, the locally sourced food is very important to a lot of people. But it's kind of nice to see that, you know, basically we all support our own. We take care of our own.
Yeah, it's also about decreasing the carbon footprint, right?
Of course.
Having the ingredients that much closer to the brewery itself helps decrease that, compared to drinking some beer from Czech Republic or something.
Exactly. Island Time Lager, beer number 1. Now, this looks kind of cool. This is, obviously, it's got a berry component to it. This is a raspberry component. Can't go wrong with that. And it's an ale.
Yeah, the Buried Alive Raspberry Ale. This thing won Best in Class 2015 for fruit beer at the Fest of Ales.
Oh, that's nice.
It's absolutely delicious.
It is.
It's not overly sweet, but
no.
It has a very it's nice tart raspberryness to it.
But it's one the thing whenever you put fruit in, especially I've noticed in beers, that can either be too sweet or too tart. It's really kind of hard to find that perfect blend, and this kind of just walks that line.
It's like right down the middle, and then you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, it takes me aback every time I taste it, and just tasting it now, I'm very impressed with it. There's a reason that this is our best seller from Longwood Brewing in the liquor store.
Okay, the raspberry ale. Now, this excites me because it says IPA, and it says a big, bold taste.
Yeah, this is the big one, IPA.
Big one, yeah.
Which has a picture of the Vancouver Island on the can with some cracks in it and some concentric circles, so obviously a reference to the fault lines for the earthquake that may or may not be impending.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's not go there. But this is a 6.5 by volume, which is fairly moderate in the IPA family.
That's a sort of standard one, but the flavors are very big in it. Nice, huge hop flavors. Take a sip now.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere near the palate that other beer people do. There's some kind of unique kind of hop taste in that one. I can't exactly put my finger on it. But it's kind of an interesting style for sure.
Yeah, that's fantastic. They do a British style with this one.
Oh, okay, that might be it then.
And it's whole flower hops.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a different tasting hop, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so they use strains like Brewer's Gold, East Kent Goldings, Styrian Goldings, and Fuggle. And it's just a very sort of West Coast style, very Vancouver Island, this one here.
Okay.
And one more to go.
Yeah, we end off with a Dunkel. So tell people, for those that might not be up to speed on a Dunkel, what exactly?
It's a Dunkelweiss. This is the one we've got on tap in the pub here. And this one is like a Hefeweizen,
mm-hmm.
but it's dark. They've added some darker malts to it, so it has that fruity flavors to it that a Hefeweizen typically has of citrus and orange, but it also has the chocolate and espresso things that you find typical out of the darker roasted malts. And it makes it quite refreshing for a summer, even though it is a dark beer. Most people associate dark beer with the more robust, full-bodied, rich flavors that you get in winter beers. But this is definitely a dark beer that you can drink in a patio.
That's actually rather enjoyable. It doesn't taste as perhaps as heavy as it may look. And let's just mention that three of these beers that we've sampled are the Tallboys. And the lager comes in the 355 mil can. And it actually, some nice imaging, too. It kind of, it looks kind of hip. It's very distinctive, I think, especially the Buried Alive and the Big One IPA. But, that's really cool. And this is Longwood. This is the first brew pub, you said, to fill a growler and can of beer?
The first craft brewery to do that.
And I now recall very, very fondly, I was actually in their place in North Nanaimo. And it's a really, really good-looking room, and I remember talking to their brewer and just a really, really cool guy. So these are all available at Cedar Cottage, the liquor store, on Kingsway, just one block west of Knight. Feature of the Month. Always a pleasure, Eric. Thank you, sir. Cheers.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Feature of the Month is sponsored by Cedar Cottage Neighborhood Pub and Liquor Store at Kingsway and Clark, with a great variety of craft beer, both on tap and in bottles, and a pub menu offering some of the best food around. Cedar Cottage. Good food, good people, good times.
Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410 is sponsored in part by the Joseph Richard Group. Visit a JRG location near you and enjoy a menu designed by Top Chef Canada winner Matthew Stowe and Master Chef Canada winner David George. JRG public houses are located in Coquitlam, Surrey, Maple Ridge, Langley, and Abbotsford. S&L Kitchen and Bar is open in Abbotsford and Langley and coming soon to South Surrey. Visit jrg.ca for more info.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410. Broadcasting from the John B. Neighborhood Pub and Liquor Store on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam.
Beer.
Offering the coldest beer in the Tri-Cities. Check out their amazing selection of BC and U.S. craft beer bombers at liquor store prices. And 65 taps of great craft beer in the pub. Now, back inside the John B. Here again is your host, Joe Leary.
Welcome back to Just Here for the Beer Radio, TSN 1410, TSN Radio Vancouver.ca. Also available in static-free HD if you have a digital receiver in your car. Go to 103.5 FM, follow the prompts, TSN 1410 is HD3.
Joel Leary, Rick Mohabir, new producer Cam Barra. Hey, Cam, say hello to the folks out there.
Well, hello, everyone.
They've heard you on TSN many, many times. You're new to our beer show. What's your first impression?
It's fantastic. I mean, I get to travel around with you guys and taste different beers. How could I complain? Yeah,
there's really no downside.
How many jobs do you actually have, beyond being a beer rep or a liquor rep, that you can actually say, I sit and drink on my job?
Welcome to the show, Cam.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. We welcome back Mike Trimble from Original 16. Good Lord, man, it has been, we're getting on a year since we've had you on the show.
Has it been that long?
Well, it was 2016.
It's been some moves.
It was 2016.
That's right.
Yeah, some mini moves. And so you've gifted us already with this beautiful shirt that says, founded by 16 underdogs. And I know it's been a while since we've had you on the show, and I know we've talked this story before, but let's tell the origin behind the name Original 16, because it is kind of a cool story.
Yeah, very cool story. And it goes back to sort of 89, 90, when the tax laws were changing in Canada. There was a bit of lobbying going on between Molson, Labatt's, and Carlings. And if you can remember that far back, if you're around then, the economy was really bad. You can't even say how bad the economy was back then. So it was a very risky proposition. Breweries were closing across the country, and the Carlings Brewery in Saskatoon was headed for that same fate. And 16 boys on the line, 16 workers, decided that instead of losing their jobs, that they were going to do something about it. And they raised the money and bought the brewery. And it's just quite a remarkable story. And the beer that we have here in front of us today, Original 16, available at the BC Liquor Stores and on-premise accounts here in the Lower Mainland in British Columbia. Got its start that way, and we're very proud to be part of it.
The thing that has to be spoken about Original 16 is it's one of those breweries that, you know, doesn't offer a line of like 20 different things here. You kind of mass produce a couple that are working for you. And there's nothing wrong with doing a beer right and doing it well and focusing on that.
That's it. And we're lucky enough to be in four Western provinces, and we do make three different brands of beer. Great Western, which was the originating beer, classic lager light, and then we have another brand called Brewhouse, and then, of course, our star in our lineup is the Original 16.
Now, Original 16, you've got two very tasty...
Very tasty.
Very tasty styles here. So right now what we're sampling and sipping on is the Original 16, the Canadian Pale. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Canadian Pale Ale, basically the brainchild behind Viv Jones, our brewmaster, 50 years of brewing experience, global brewer accolades coming from every direction. He's about to retire, but his vision was building top-fermented ales that drink like pilsners and lagers. And so just the crushability, the lightness on the tummy, sort of that cry for a second beer, like it's all there in the glass. It's quite a wonderful product.
I don't know if you've spent much time in conversation with Viv over the years, but when you've been brewing 50 years, and I'm assuming he probably is around 70 years of age.
Correct.
Okay. So he would have seen monumental shifts in how the brewing of beer is done today. And I don't know what your facility is like and how modern it is by comparison, but even go back, you know, when he started 50 years ago, I mean, you've got brewers today that can sit and brew beer on their couch from home. That was not the case 50 years ago.
No, nor is it today. Our facility is an antiquated building. It was built in 1928 as Hub City Brewing, and it's endured to this day. So it's an old gravity-fed brewery, and it's we laugh, it's kind of held together with duct tape and baling twine. But so it's, you know, and Viv's attention to detail is always there, and the consistency in what we bring to the market. And as he is ready to move on to other challenges in his life as he retires, we were happy to be introducing Amanda Butts into the brewmaster role. And she's just recently come from the Boston Brewery Company. So you can imagine how delighted we are for this pedigree. And
Those are big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill. Yeah. And she's just a delight. And you think back to the history of beer. It was actually the women that were making the beer from the beginning of time. So... to have her fill this role is obviously big shoes to fill, but I think she's the right one.
I was speaking not long ago to somebody from the Kwantlen Polytechnic where they've got the brewing program there, and I was so delighted to hear, because I think, as I said, I think the gender balance is still imbalanced in beer, but it's getting better, and somebody from Kwantlen was telling me that there are more women enrolling in the brewing classes now than there are men.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That's awesome.
Great. Absolutely.
Better sense really of smell is. And better sense of taste than guys, right? They're able to pick up those nuances that guys kind of get a little bit overpowered or don't get that subtlety.
Well, that's it, especially the food pairing. And it's not uncommon just to go into the bar and see women drinking beer. And it's, you know, maybe a yesteryear that would have been kind of a shocking visual. But today it's just commonplace.
Beer number two in front of us, Mr. Trimble from Original 16. What have you poured?
Yeah, this is a Canadian Copper Ale. Again, very balanced, very light. The color, that penny color, comes from sort of the roasted malt. So the roasting process, much like a roasted coffee bean, so you pick up different hints of caramel and different notes in the beer. But most of our beers in the Original 60 lineup, we don't have the Prairie Wheat here, which is not yet available in BC, but very balanced. So the pale ale would be like a 10 IBU, the international bitter units, that the hops brings the bitter to the beer. And in this one here, we're at about a 14. So again, very balanced, and for me, this is kind of the go-to around the barbecue. I love pairing foods with this particular beer. I tend to drink the pale ale after sport, after working up that sweat. That we all deserve a cold one afterwards, and then with the copper, as you taste, it's just a little richer feel.
Did I not hear? Did you not win awards for this?
We continue to. We've got historical awards for all the beers. Silver medal in the cream ale category, bronze medal 2015, 2014 silver. Again, that's just the accolades that Biv has. I think he's got 27 medals in his 14 years at the brewery.
That's just amazing. You know, as I sit here and we're sampling this and sitting back, like, you know, for all those people that say, oh, well, you know, craft beer this and it's too this and it's too that, and Mike's always talk about balance, right? Where there's not really a flavor that is super imposing, but this one has great balance to it. Like he says, you can pick up gentle notes of the caramel if you're starting to pay attention to it. But again, pairing with food, because here in British Columbia, that, you know, we're a bunch of foodies, right? Mm-hmm. We're always cooking. Like, you know, we were just talking off air about meat grilling on Sunday nights, right? Yeah. We had Owen talking earlier about his Louisiana barbecue chicken.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, as we're starting into that summer season and people are grilling and cooking and entertaining, these are great beers to have around. And for those uninitiated into the craft beer scene, as we like to call it, this is a great stepping stone.
Yeah, it sure is, and we're delighted to have it in the mixer pack format. So six cans of the pale and six of the copper ale, which is available in 80 liquor stores now in the province.
Just before we bid you adieu, Mr. Trimble, you have a charitable component to Original 16 that you've got something coming up.
Yes, Dream Flights for Kids. This is our second annual participation in a charity that's been around for 25 years in BC. Just a great charity. We're so thankful to be a part of it, where underprivileged children get a chance to go to Disneyland and fulfill one of those bucket list items. And again, I just can't say enough about the foundation and the people involved. And like I said, we're just delighted to be part of it here in D.C.
He is Mike Trimble from Original 16. Let's not wait so long before we see you again, sir.
Great to see you guys, and thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Cheers, appreciate it.
TSN
Cheers.
Radio 1410, just here for the beer.
Hey, is that what I look like when I'm drunk?
You wish. That's the stage we call Professor Barney. Talkative, coherent, even insightful. Cheers, drunk.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410.
And that is a wrap for Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410, TSNRadioVancouver.ca. From the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam with the big old Mother's Day brunch coming up. Reservations are necessary. Patios are coming soon. A tap takeover on the 11th of May. And a chicken sandwich that cannot be beat. What do you think? Canberra, what do you think? Like?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was fantastic. And you've got a few beers tonight. You're new to our beer show. What is your beer?
My go-to has always been the Parallel 49 Craft Lager. Just a nice, easy, clean beer that you can drink with whatever.
Right.
But after being with you guys for a couple shows now, the Yellow Dog IPA, the Playdead IPA, I've gone in and bought that a couple times now because
isn't
that
interesting? A launch
beer.
from lager into the IPA.
Yeah,
you're going in the deep end, brother.
I jumped into the same pool as well. I'm an IPA guy. Well, it's nice to have you on board, Cam, and hopefully we'll introduce you to some cool beers over the course of the summer.
Absolutely, it's been a lot of fun already.
Absolutely, cool. Rick Mulvier, that's a wrap for us.
And as usual, ladies and gentlemen, make sure if you do enjoy your beverages, make sure you get home safe, whether it's on public transit with my brothers and sisters and I, or you hire somebody like our friends over at Tommy Limo, and make sure you you get home safe.
Always plan a safe ride home. That is a wrap. Just here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1410.
Just here for the Beer Radio was heard Saturday at noon and again at midnight exclusively on TSN 1410 and podcast at tsnradiovancouver.ca. The John B. Pub on Austin Avenue is our Coquitlam home for Just Here for the Beer. For nearly four decades, the John B. Gastro Pub has been Coquitlam's premier house for great craft beer. Check them out on Twitter at John B. Pub. Just Here for the Beer Radio is produced by Cameron Barra. This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.